Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. Mule deer are frequent visitors to our yard in Providence. I love their large, liquid eyes and their huge, questioning ears. What I don't like is that they eat our garden and stunt our trees. So when I find them munching, I fling open the back door and run toward them, yelling and flapping my arms, often in my nightshirt. In response, they bounce, bounce, bounce away. That is, they employ a springy gait that biologists call stotting. What possible benefit is it to bounce like that? Why don't they just run? When a mule deer stots, it keeps the right and left forelegs close together and likewise the hind legs. During the jump, all four legs leave the ground and they land simultaneously. In between landings, all four legs are stiff and straight. In between jumps, the animal is suspended in the air for 64% of the entire length of the stride. You would think that the energy required to keep the animal in the air could be better used to propel them forward. In other words, wouldn't a fast horizontal run be a better way to keep a coyote's teeth out of your rump? Or, in the case of our backyard, to distance yourself from a wild-looking woman waving her arms and yelling? One researcher clocked the speeds of galloping versus stotting mule deer. Surprisingly, the fastest speeds of a stotting mule deer were just as fast as the top galloping speeds, about 9.5 meters per second. That's over 21 miles per hour. There are lots of opinions on why stotting evolved, but most experts agree it is a response to predators. Some say that stotting is a signal to predators that deer are healthy and will be able to outrun the predator. Thus, the deer is sending a "don't waste your time" message. Many believe that stotting delivers an advantage on rugged, open terrain. Stotters can clear rocks, logs, and brush more effectively than gallopers. Stotting might also be an anti-ambush behavior. The height gained during stotting allows the mule deer to check the surrounding vegetation along their escape path. Crouching coyotes, wolves, and mountain lions are detected and avoided. Whatever the reason, and there may not be just one, those bouncy deer are fun to watch. For sources and archives of past Wild About Utah programs, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.